Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Sven. I think it's the 6th of July. I'm just walking home from dropping the kids off at school and having a little chat, as you do. Just need to finish my breakfast and then go off to yoga. And I've seen the vegetable van's already been, that's good. Because that usually interferes with me wanting to leave. Also, there was a big lorry there this morning, cutting the other side of the road. The grass is rather high, which makes it a bit difficult for us to turn around. You can't really see, plus the road's getting ever narrower, which doesn't help. But he's already gone. So, I don't know, he can't have finished already, but it's very dangerous having to take both the kids in the road around this lorry. So what do you call it if, I was at my windows cleaned yesterday morning, then went off to work, came back. A bird poo on one of the windows, and especially one where I've never seen any bird poo on that window, but they managed on the very day that I had the windows cleaned, which is a bit awkward. Normally it just rains. So what do you call that? Is that Murphy's Law as well? Oh no, he's still there. His lorry's gone. Oh, maybe that wasn't his lorry then. I was going to say, that's going to take him a while. Quite a jungle over there by now. So I haven't recorded in the last few days. Might actually have to pause, because this might get a bit loud. Either because there was nothing happening, or because, I don't know, I had 2 days with a migraine. Wasn't particularly nice, so I left it there. Yeah, he's still there. Well, that might mean by the time I get back today, there might be able to see you. Yay. What was I gonna say? So we went to the Beaver birthday bash on Sunday afternoon, which is basically barbecue in some nearby woods where you can rent a barbecue area. It's quite nice up there, actually. There were lots of games and tug of war between ours and other beaver. I think they're called colonies, aren't they? So yeah, that was quite nice. And other than that, we're just kind of waiting for things, you know, how things are going to pan out. Sort of politically, it's kind of you say something and 5 minutes later something else happens. It's just really weird. And it's kind of, I found myself checking the BBC website yesterday with a colleague. Let's see, has anyone resigned yet? So obviously then there was Chris Evans resigning as well. Mind you, that's Top Gear, that's a television show, so not really connected to politics, but, you know, seemed to be just one in a very long string of resignations at the moment. Everyone's stepping back. The Tory leadership race is underway, so we've got 4 candidates left now, so we'll see what happens. There was a bit of a row at the on the Sunday when Theresa May, she looks like the front runner to be the next Prime Minister, came out and said that she won't guarantee the status of EU citizens in this country because that's going to be up to negotiations, because obviously there's 1.something million Brits living in the rest of Europe. And, you know, while that is fair enough, I didn't really think that it did anything to quell the xenophobic and racist attacks we've seen on the increase since the referendum result. So that was then very quickly countered by all the other hopefuls saying that yes, government must guarantee blah blah blah. But you know, while that sounds nice, it might just be, you know, they're also from the Leave campaign, so why would anyone believe anything they say? So I think EU citizens here are well aware, but we know nothing much is going to change in the next couple of years, or you know, or starting from when the UK presses the Article 50 button and time starts running. So in the meantime, nothing's going to change. I just wish the government would, you know, what sort of government there's left here, would put out a slightly more decisive message to all the people who didn't quite get the bit about immigration and how it all works, so they stop abusing foreigners or anyone who looks different. Luckily, we haven't had anything like that. We're quite lucky to live in an area where there's quite a few EU citizens, lots of professionals, so we haven't seen anything like that. But for those people it's happening to, it's quite scary. It's all a bit up in the air at the minute, which is strange. And I'm sure it'll just be a period in time once we're through it. But at the moment, it's all a little bit volatile, and there's constantly new stories coming out. The media must be loving it. Lots more news and speculation they can sell. I don't know. I don't know where I picked up the cold. Might have been I went out last night for a lovely Thai meal, which is great. Or it could be the fact that my colleague in the office has a very bad cold, very much like the one I seem to be getting. So I don't know whether I managed to pick this up from her yesterday. So we'll see. She's not great because I think we've got a pool party coming up, so I don't particularly want to have a cold. Oh dear. Right. Yeah, I need to do something then. Right, anyway, I better get on. I shall wish you all a good Wednesday and rest of the week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.